Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. It's the day before Thanksgiving. And I've always loved Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving weekend. And if you're spending Thanksgiving with some of your family members, even though that might drive some people a little bit crazy, appreciate that, because not everybody has that. Not everybody has family members to spend Thanksgiving with. So if you're hanging out tomorrow and you've got family members over and you might be bothered by one of them or two of them, just remember, it's just one day. It's just Thanksgiving. And you'll be able to not have to be around them very, very soon. And not everybody has that. There are lots of people that won't have any members from their family to spend Thanksgiving with. So just remember that tomorrow. Did you see where Winn-Dixie is limiting how many turkeys you can buy? The limit only pertains to turkeys. Because, you know, with inflation, a lot of things cost more this year than they cost last year. Pretty much everything that you'll want to feast on tomorrow costs anywhere from 20 to 30, 35% more than it did last year, because of inflation. And in some places, supermarkets, grocery stores don't have as much of everything as they usually have. And that's also because of supply chain issues, shortage of employees issues coming out of COVID. But Winn-Dixie announced that they are limiting how many turkeys a customer can buy, because they want to make sure everyone is able to have one on their table tomorrow. Citing supply chain shortages, Winn-Dixie is enforcing a purchase limit of one turkey per customer. So people are only allowed to buy one turkey. And that limit only pertains to turkeys.
Yeah, that's kind of going to be hard to enforce. Because if you're a married couple, you know, you let your wife go in there first and get a turkey, then the husband goes in and get another turkey.
Well, that's legal.
Yeah, all right. Let's make sure.
They're saying that's okay.
All right.
And Winn-Dixie, the leaders at Winn-Dixie, they're also asking customers to only buy what's needed for their household for Thanksgiving when it comes to essential holiday items. Their director of public relations and community says, like other retailers, our stores aren't immune to the current supply chain challenges. And Winn-Dixie is not alone by telling their customers you're only allowed to buy one turkey for Thanksgiving. The biggest supermarket chain in the state of Florida is called Publix. And You know, I remember I lived in Miami Beach for a few years before I lived in New Orleans. And there was a Publix grocery store not far from me, but somebody knocked out the light to the letter L in the sign that was near my Publix. So at night when the sign lit up, it said Publix. But a public supermarkets also has also established a more severe purchase limit on certain Thanksgiving items. They're limiting plastic plates, how many you can buy, plastic cutlery, forks and knives and spoons. They're limiting how much bacon you can buy.
Oh, no.
Toilet paper, Coleman. Refrigerated snacks, sausage, sports drinks, and more. So in Florida, at the Publix supermarket chain, there's a long list of things that there's a limit that you can buy. Here at Winn-Dixie in Louisiana, they're just saying only buy one Thanksgiving turkey. But also only buy, when it comes to the other stuff, what you need for Thanksgiving tomorrow.
And just for clarification, it only applies to the turkey, not the wild turkey, right?
The what turkey?
The wild turkey. The alcohol. The booze.
No, you could buy a few of them.
Yeah!
All right, well, Thanksgiving is saved.
Woo!
I don't know if Winn-Dixie sells that.
No. The Winn-Dixie sells wild turkey.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at this list for Publix in Florida. I mean, paper napkins, cream cheese, canned pie filling, jarred gravy, canned cranberry sauce. They're putting a limit on how much of all of that stuff you can buy, and there's more too. I've never seen that. I don't remember ever seeing anything like this in my lifetime.
This text says, I went to three stores on the North Shore last night and couldn't find bell peppers anywhere. So much for the stuffed bell peppers.
Yeah, there are some things that are just not in large supply, and again, the just supply chain issues. That's what the grocery stores are blaming.
Well, when in doubt, you can always go with the ramen noodles. There's no shortage of that right now.
But from all of us here at Bayou 95.7. To you, have the happiest Thanksgiving tomorrow, and enjoy spending that time with your family. Because I'll say it one more time, because not everybody has that. So even if you get a little bit frustrated tomorrow, you're like, hey, this is what we do. It's Thanksgiving, and then Friday, life will start to get back to normal. All right, coming up on the show this morning, Popeye's fried chicken just made their debut in London, England, and people seem to be going nuts for Popeye's in London. It just opened, and there are lines out the door, down the street. And one of the dollar stores... You know, there are a few different dollar store names out there. One of them's going to have to change their name because they're raising their price a quarter for most of their stuff. I don't think the $1.25 store has a cool enough ring to it. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlund. All fired up for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Yesterday, the Grammy Awards announced their nominations. And, you know, if you're a rock and roll fan, you realize that the Grammy Awards aren't very rock and roll friendly. They're not very rock and roll, period. But the reason I brought this up is because a local guy was nominated for 11 Grammy Awards. 11. That's a lot. John Batiste, who was born in Metairie, grew up in Kenner, and his family, he's got uncles that have been in New Orleans brass bands, and it's great to see a local guy do so well. And John Batiste, he got himself nominated for 11 different Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year and Record of the Year. I remember we used to call albums records. I remember if you were physically holding an album in your hand, you would say, "Oh, this record's really cool," or someone would say, "Hey, can you pass me that record?" But they're obviously two different Grammy Awards. And I haven't been the biggest Grammy Award fan, because music is so subjective. And the fact that they have never really been that big into rock and roll, which is obviously my favorite genre, that's why I'm not the biggest Grammy Award fan. But good job for a local guy, John Batiste. He went to St. Augs.
Okay.
High school. He went to St. Augustine.
He's also on a late show with Steve Colbert. He's one of the musical guys that's there every night.
That's his group.
Yeah.
He's in charge of that group, that band that plays on that television show.
He's been on a few TV shows and movies. He played in the latest Disney movie, Soul, about the jazz musician who died.
Yeah, he's done real well for himself.
And only 35 years old.
And so I always want to salute someone who's local, who does really well, because if you read the news on a daily basis, there are so many locals that don't do really well. So when there's a local that does well, like get nominated for 11 Grammy Awards, that's a big deal. Do you know, Coleman, who has been nominated for the most Grammy Awards in Grammy history? I just saw this yesterday and it surprised me.
It's either Paul McCartney or Michael Jackson.
No, it's neither of those two guys.
Wow.
Jay-Z.
Really? The most nominations?
Yeah, he was nominated for 3 Grammys yesterday. He now has the most nominations of all time with 83. He's been nominated for 83 Grammy Awards.
Clearly he didn't win 83. He was nominated 83 times, right?
But yeah,
he,
yeah, of I'm course not.
Say, I'm yeah. thinking.
He didn't win 83. But he was tied for the most nominations before yesterday. And then the three nominations he got yesterday put him into first place for the most nominated artist in the history of Grammy Awards. He passed the man he was tied with, and that's Quincy Jones.
Ah. Sometimes we forget that, you know, Grammy nominations go past just the performer. It also goes to the musicians, the producers, the, you know, the A&Rs. They should have Grammy nominations for the groupies as well.
Hey, groupie of the year. She did sex with more rock stars than anybody else.
The groupie of the year, the roadie of the year, the guy who hauls the most equipment.
By the way, Jay-Z has won 23 Grammy Awards. So he had won 23 out of his 80 nominations going into yesterday, and now he's been nominated three more times this year. So now he's got 83 nominations.
That's not bad.
But congratulations to John Batiste. There's a local guy who is doing extremely well. And the cool thing about John Batiste music, his music is different genres. He does a little bit of R&B, he does a little bit of jazz, he does a little bit of American roots music, he does a little bit of classical.
Yeah, the more genres you do, the more you can get nominated when you think about it. That's what made Michael Jackson so popular. He was pop, rock, soul. You know, he had so many different genres that he could be nominated for different categories at different times.
Yeah. And again, it's great when local guys, when local people do really well. All right, coming up on the show, a Popeyes just opened, chicken place in London, England. And have you seen some video from that opening? Have you seen some video from their first day or so open? There's a long line. It looks like the people of London, England have been waiting for Popeyes for a long time. And you know, England is not known for food. They're not known for good food. So the Popeyes over there in London looks like it's doing extremely well, at least when it just opened. Stay tuned for that. We got a lot to get to on the show today. How long do Thanksgiving leftovers last for? I'll tell you about that. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. America's most expensive Thanksgiving dinner is at the Old Homestead Steakhouse in New York City.
New York City!
It feeds 12 people, and it costs $181,000. Plus, add a dollar if you want takeout. So, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. So Popeye's chicken, we all take for granted around here because we can get it whenever we want, pretty much wherever we want. And we've been enjoying Popeye's fried chicken for years and years and years. But they just got their very first one in London, England. And it just opened a couple of days ago. And there are long lines. And it looks like people are really digging the Popeye's fried chicken in London, England. You know, I've been to London before, and England is not known for their food. They're not known for their dental work. They're not known for their food. So something like Popeyes which seems, again, so basic for us here. But something like that opening there, I bet you that Popeyes may make more money than any other Popeyes that's open.
What kind of money do they actually use over there in London? Is it euros or something like
that?
Yeah. Okay.
The line went out of the restaurant, it went out of the door, and it went down the street. Because evidently the people in London, England have heard so many good things about Popeye's fried chicken, they wanted to get theirs.
And Chris says, I was in London a few years ago, and KFC is one of the biggest fast food places. So Popeyes is definitely going to do good because a lot of Londoners like spicy foods to a certain point.
Well, isn't fried chicken an American thing?
Yeah.
It's like baseball.
Yeah, but Popeyes fried chicken is also special because it's Louisiana. You know, I find that the further you get away from Louisiana, the less quality the Popeyes have. It's like when you go to a Popeyes in another state, it doesn't really have that Louisiana feel to it. So I could imagine that the Popeyes in London may not be as spicy as the Popeyes right here in Louisiana. But the customer service is always better. I find that the further you get away from Louisiana, the better customer service you have at a Popeyes. Like here in Louisiana, customer service at Popeyes, like, what you want? Whereas in London, they're probably going to have that Chick-fil-A value. Like, what would you like for your Popeyes today, sir? Yeah. Would you like some chips with your chicken?
Well, we know here in Louisiana and all over the United States that fried chicken, even though it's the same food that you'd get at different fried chicken places, it tastes different.
Yes.
I mean, you bite into a piece of Popeyes, it doesn't taste hardly anything like if you bite into a piece of KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. They don't taste anything alike. And I wonder if the people in London, England, I wonder if they're going to prefer the spicy or the mild. I mean, you like spicy, right?
I love spicy. Yeah, I love spicy anything.
When I go to Popeyes, I always get spicy.
I wonder if they're going to like the Meg Thee Stallion hottie sauce out there, too. Or the Cajun battered fries, which is one of the best. I love the Cajun battered fries at Popeyes and at Rally's.
You know what I saw online the other day? And I was thinking about putting this on the Bayou 957 website. They had the exact recipe for Popeye's biscuits. I mean, they had the exact recipe. It's out there. It's online. It's available to anybody that wants it. So you could make biscuits exactly like Popeyes makes their biscuits.
Just because they give you the recipe doesn't mean it's going to come out exactly like the way Popeyes does it. They can give you the recipe, but everybody has their own little take and interpretation of the recipe, and they're going to add some stuff to it, take away some stuff from it.
But if it tells you you put in this much flour, you put in this much sugar, you put in this much this, this much that, you should be able to make it like they make it.
I guarantee if you take 10 different people and give them the same exact recipe, all 10 people would make those biscuits 10 different ways. Oh, I'm sorry. So apparently England does not use the euro. They use the British pound. That's Roy says that.
Oh, yeah?
You learn something new every day.
Oh, well, they had the Brexit, right?
Yeah.
That's why they don't use it. That's right. Thank you. You know, there was one man who lives in New Orleans who was standing out by the front door in that London, England Popeyes the other day, and he was on Twitter, And he was basically tweeting a play-by-play. And he did confirm that they do have the hottie sauce, the Megan Thee Stallion hottie sauce at that Popeyes in London, England.
You think people in London are going to get hit over the Billy Club with over the chicken sandwich? Like we had that hot chicken sandwich fiasco here in the States. People jumping through drive-thrus trying to get the chicken sandwich.
Beatings in line. One Londoner said, it looks like a scone, but it doesn't taste like one.
The biscuits?
Yeah, he was confused over the biscuits.
What kind of stones they have in London?
Well, plus they call biscuits cookies in England. So they were a little bit confused by the biscuits.
Why would they call them cookies if you bake them? Shouldn't they be called bakies?
They don't call pharmacies in England. They call them dispensing chemists.
Drug dealers.
No.
Okay.
So if you're wondering why they call biscuits cookies in England, that's why. They call things different things than we call them.
I don't even understand why we call cookies cookies either, since we don't cook the cookies. We bake cookies. They should be called bakies.
Bakies. Well, I'm sure the future is bright for that Popeye's chicken, the very first one that just opened in London, England, and I'm sure they're going to be joined by many more Popeye's over there and in other parts of Europe as well. All right, coming up, I've got this morning's Big O segment. Are you fired up for Thanksgiving tomorrow? Or are you one of those... Thanksgiving, I could take it or leave it, people. I like history. I like tradition. That's coming up next. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlind. It's that time of our show where we do the Big O. I always want to get your take on the Big O. And since this morning is the day before Thanksgiving, I wanted to ask you how you feel about Thanksgiving. I like Thanksgiving. I love history. I think tradition is really, really cool. And that's what I really enjoy about Thanksgiving. And you get a chance to spend time with family members that you don't see for the rest of the year. And I know for some people that's well and good. But remember, not everybody has family members to spend Thanksgiving with. So if you get a little bit frustrated with anybody in your family tomorrow, just remember that. I have a lot of really, really good Thanksgiving memories. And are you spending Thanksgiving at your home tomorrow, or are you traveling to someone else's home, a family member's home? And text us, because I want to know this. As far as me, I've lived in New Orleans now, it's going on 14 years. And I'll spend tomorrow with a couple of friends. You know, I have a friend who's going through a divorce. And I'm going to hang out with him tonight. And by the way, is the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, is the Wednesday and Wednesday night before Thanksgiving the most traveled day of the year? And is it the night that the most people go out on? I think it is the night the most people go out on. But when it comes to traveling, it all depends. Because they said this year, 53 million Americans are traveling for Thanksgiving. Now, what? We have about 330 million Americans in this country. So if 53 million Americans are traveling, then there's a ton of people on the road and in the sky.
But that's how I understood it. I think the day before Thanksgiving is the most traveled by road, but somewhere around Christmas is the most traveled by plane. Like more people travel during the Christmas holidays via airplane and travel, you know, through the skies, whereas around Thanksgiving, you don't really go that far. So most people travel on a road for Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, I mean.
Well, Coleman, this year, traveling via airplane is up over 80% from last year, because last year we were stuck with the damn COVID and not that many people traveled. So it's up over 80% this year.
Yeah, we'll put an asterisk by that.
So tonight I'm gonna hang out with a couple of friends, and then tomorrow I'm gonna have Thanksgiving dinner with a friend of mine who's going through a divorce, which sucks. And I've been invited to a few different friends' houses tomorrow, which is cool. What are you doing tomorrow, Coleman?
If I can help, but absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but you hang out with your mom though on Thanksgiving, right?
Sometimes she makes me, yeah. But my plan for Thanksgiving and holidays is usually I just stay inside and let people bring me food. Like my friends will drop off food from other people's houses. I'm not a big family guy. I'm not a big holiday guy. The only holiday I celebrate is Fat Tuesday. So every other holiday, I tend to stay to myself if I could help it. But if my mom does call me, I'll go hang out with her for a little while. But I would rather just stay inside, barricade myself, and just have my friends drop off the food that I like from the you know, other people's family gatherings.
Although if there were more holidays like Fat Tuesday where women showed their breasts, you would be more of a holiday person.
Yeah. I mean,
you'd be into more holidays.
Every now and then you might get lucky around St. Patrick's Day, depending on how drunk people get, or Halloween, depending on the costumes. But for the most part, Fat Tuesday is the only day that I really celebrate. Every other holiday, I participate in it, but I don't celebrate it. You know, I'll participate in Thanksgiving, then if my mom calls me and say, hey, come over, I'm cooking, I'm like, all right, I'll get out the house or whatever. But for the most part, I prefer people to just drop off food and go about their business.
And by the way, since we're always looking out for you, if you wondered how long your Thanksgiving leftovers are good for, I just read where they're safe to eat for 4 days, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. They say the Monday after Thanksgiving is the last day people can safely eat refrigerated leftovers.
I would like to contest that. I'm dissenting. Me being, you know, the financial struggles that I go through, I'll stress leftovers out for weeks. It's possible.
Well, you disagree then with the United States Department of Agriculture.
And I'm still alive. How about that?
So if you're listening right now, I mean, are you a Thanksgiving fan? You could tell us if you're not, because I know some people that don't like any of it. That they just say, but here we go again every year, you know, yeah, we sit down, we eat turkey, and we get the family together. And you know, a lot of people, some people I know, it's like they're forced to go through the motions.
That's exactly what it is with me when I have to go to the family gatherings for Christmas and Thanksgiving. It's nothing to talk about. It's awkward. You know, you're just there because you're supposed to be, because it's a tradition. There's no real incentive. You know, just sitting in, like, how you doing? All right, well, what you been up to? I don't know what you've been up to, and just small talk.
Like, if we really cared, we'd talk throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like you're forced to do something you don't really want to do, and my heart's never in it.
Do you feel that way about Thanksgiving, or do you look forward to it? Are you looking forward to tomorrow? Is Thanksgiving a day that you like? Again, I've always enjoyed it, and I think football being on television always helps.
It's a good distraction, yeah. It's a good distraction. Put on football when you don't feel like talking to your family. I want to know, how long have you stretched your leftovers? I've stretched leftovers up for 2 weeks. So, you know, they say Monday after Thanksgiving. I don't know. I think I could do a Wednesday or Friday after Thanksgiving, depending on what the food is.
Yeah, so answer us those questions via text. Are you looking forward to tomorrow? Do you like Thanksgiving or not? Do you not like Thanksgiving? Do you feast after Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving leftovers on Friday and
Dude, sometimes the
Saturday
leftovers,
and Sunday?
Sometimes the leftovers taste better the next day than the day of.
Yeah, there are some foods that are better. I don't know if Thanksgiving is better leftover.
Some of it.
I mean, it's good. It's very good, but I don't know if it's better than having everything hot and freshly made. Text us your feelings about tomorrow, and if you want, tell us what you're going to be doing. Will you be hosting, or are you going to be doing Thanksgiving at someone else's house, a family member's house? Text us 504-260-9595. Keep your text short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlind. It's that time of our show where we do the big O.
Oh. Oh.
I always want to get your take on the big O. And since this morning is the day before Thanksgiving, I wanted to ask you how you feel about Thanksgiving. I like Thanksgiving. I love history. I think tradition is really, really cool. And that's what I really enjoy about Thanksgiving. And you get a chance to spend time with family members that you don't see for the rest of the year. And I know for some people, that's well and good. But remember, not everybody has family members to spend Thanksgiving with. So if you get a little bit frustrated with anybody in your family tomorrow, just remember that. I have a lot of really, really good Thanksgiving memories. And are you spending Thanksgiving at your home tomorrow, or are you traveling to someone else's home, a family member's home? And text us, because I want to know this. As far as me, I've lived in New Orleans now. It's going on 14 years. And I'll spend tomorrow with a couple of friends. You know, I have a friend who's going through a divorce. And I'm going to hang out with him tonight. And by the way, is the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, is the Wednesday and Wednesday night before Thanksgiving the most traveled day of the year? And is it the night that the most people go out on? I think it is the night the most people go out on. But when it comes to traveling, it all depends. Because they said this year, 53 million Americans are traveling for Thanksgiving. Now, what? We have about 330 million Americans in this country. So if 53 million Americans are traveling, then there's a ton of people on the road and in the sky.
But that's how I understood it. I think the day before Thanksgiving is the most traveled by road, but somewhere around Christmas is the most traveled by plane. Like more people travel during the Christmas holidays via airplane and travel, you know, through the skies, whereas around Thanksgiving, you don't really go that far. So most people travel on a road for Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, I mean.
Well, Coleman, this year, traveling via airplane is up over 80% from last year, because last year we were stuck with the damn COVID and not that many people traveled. So it's up over 80% this year.
Yeah, we'll put an asterisk by that.
So tonight I'm gonna hang out with a couple of friends, and then tomorrow I'm gonna have Thanksgiving dinner with a friend of mine who's going through a divorce, which sucks. And I've been invited to a few different friends' houses tomorrow, which is cool. What are you doing tomorrow, Coleman?
If I can help, but absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but you hang out with your mom though on Thanksgiving, right?
Sometimes she makes me, yeah. But my plan for Thanksgiving and holidays is usually I just stay inside and let people bring me food. Like my friends will drop off food from other people's houses. I'm not a big family guy. I'm not a big holiday guy. The only holiday I celebrate is Fat Tuesday. So every other holiday, I tend to stay to myself if I could help it. But if my mom does call me, I'll go hang out with her for a little while. But I would rather just stay inside, barricade myself, and just have my friends drop off the food that I like from the other people's family gatherings.
Although if there were more holidays like Fat Tuesday where women showed their breasts, you would be more of a holiday person.
Yeah. I mean,
you'd be into more holidays.
Every now and then you might get lucky around St. Patrick's Day, depending on how drunk people get, or Halloween, depending on the costumes. But for the most part, Fat Tuesday is the only day that I really celebrate. Every other holiday, I participate in it, but I don't celebrate it. You know, I'll participate in Thanksgiving dinner. My mom calls me, say, hey, come over, I'm cooking. I'm like, all right, I'll get out the house or whatever. But for the most part, I prefer people to just drop off food and go about their business.
And by the way, since we're always looking out for you, if you wondered how long your Thanksgiving leftovers are good for, I just read where they're safe to eat for 4 days, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. They say the Monday after Thanksgiving is the last day people can safely eat refrigerated leftovers.
I would like to contest that. I'm dissenting. Me being, you know, the financial struggles that I go through, I'll stress leftovers out for weeks. It's possible.
Well, you disagree then with the United States Department of Agriculture.
And I'm still alive. How about that?
So if you're listening right now, I mean, are you a Thanksgiving fan? You could tell us if you're not, because I know some people that don't like any of it. That they just say, but here we go again every year, you know, yeah, we sit down, we eat turkey, and we get the family together. And you know, a lot of people, some people I know, it's like they're forced to go through the motions.
That's exactly what it is with me when I have to go to the family gatherings for Christmas and Thanksgiving. It's nothing to talk about. It's awkward. You know, you're just there because you're supposed to be, because it's a tradition. There's no real incentive. You know, just sitting in, like, how you doing? How you doing? All right. Well, what you been up to? I don't know what you've been up to. And just small talk.
Like, if we really cared, we'd talk throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like you're forced to do something you don't really want to do. And you, my heart's never in it.
Do you feel that way about Thanksgiving? Or do you look forward to it? Are you looking forward to tomorrow? Is Thanksgiving a day that you like? Again, I've always enjoyed it, and I think football being on television always helps.
It's a good distraction, yeah. It's a good distraction. Put on football when you don't feel like talking to your family. I want to know how long have you stretched your leftovers? I've stretched leftovers up for 2 weeks. So, you know, they say Monday after Thanksgiving. I don't know. I think I could do a Wednesday or Friday after Thanksgiving, depending on what the food is.
Yeah, so answer us those questions via text. Are you looking forward to tomorrow? Do you like Thanksgiving or not? Do you not like Thanksgiving? Do you feast after Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving leftovers on Friday and
dude, sometimes
and
the leftovers,
Saturday and Sunday?
Sometimes the leftovers taste better the next day than the day of.
Yeah, there are some foods that are better. I don't know if Thanksgiving is better leftover.
Some of it.
I mean, it's good. It's very good, but I don't know if it's better than having everything hot and freshly made. Text us your feelings about tomorrow, and if you want, tell us what you're going to be doing. Will you be hosting, or are you going to be doing Thanksgiving at someone else's house, a family member's house? Text us, 504-260-9595. Keep your text short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. And never text while you're driving. Your thoughts about Thanksgiving tomorrow. Again, I'm a fan. I like it. I like tradition. I like history. And,
I do get to see some turkey breasts, so that's kind of a...
You do get to see some breasts, after all. Maybe Thanksgiving will be your second favorite holiday now after Fat Tuesday, Coleman. Your texts, I'm looking forward to them. I want to know how you feel about tomorrow, especially if you don't like it. Because, Lord, I know some people that are like, oh, here we go again. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. The modern Thanksgiving tradition began in 1621. I mean, think about that. Thanksgiving is been around a lot longer than our country. The modern Thanksgiving tradition began in 1621. When the Pilgrims were guests at the Indians' casino buffet. Hey, coming up next, your texts on your thoughts of Thanksgiving. Are you looking forward to it tomorrow? Or are you a person that's not a Thanksgiving fan? Are you spending it home? Or are you traveling to a family member or friend's place for Thanksgiving? I want to know your thoughts on Thanksgiving, your texts on that next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlind. If you're just joining us, this morning's Big O segment is about Thanksgiving tomorrow. I asked you to text us. Are you a Thanksgiving fan? Like me, or not really, like Coleman. What are you going to be doing tomorrow? Are you hosting, or are you traveling to a family member or friend's house to enjoy your Thanksgiving? I wanted to get your thoughts on Thanksgiving. I like the tradition. I'm a big history fan, and I've always thought it was cool, especially when you got football on the television.
That wasn't part of the tradition when it first got started. Boston Bobby says, I love Thanksgiving, especially turkey legs, dark meat, football traditions. It's not as commercialized as Christmas.
Bobby!
Zabo says, Thanksgiving turkey leftovers become Black Friday gumbo. Hell yeah, it does. So we were talking about how long do you keep leftovers as well. The USDA says Monday is when you're supposed to throw it out.
Well, Mondays, they say, is the last day you can eat refrigerated leftovers safely. That's what the
I don't buy it.
Department of Agriculture said. Yeah.
Gulf War Vet says, I'm getting off at noon today from work, and I'm going to drive 15 hours to Ohio to visit family. I have not been there in 10 years since I moved. Oh, Gulf War Vet's still working. That's good. Pretty cool. This text says, being that my mother invited my ex-husband, divorced 10 years now, to her house this year, I'll be celebrating elsewhere. What a slap in the face.
Wow. So you're not gonna be with your mom on Thanksgiving.
Why would our mom invite the ex to Thanksgiving? Why would the mom do that? Is she trying to re-spark a relationship or something?
I don't know, but that's wild. There's someone who's not spending Thanksgiving with their mother because their mother invited their ex.
Yeah, that's a poor move.
That's
why I try not to get my mom involved in my personal relationships. Ricky says, I like Thanksgiving because it's a day I get paid double time for work. All right.
Boy, you know, I thought that talking about politics was the thing that got most people fighting with each other on Thanksgiving. I just read where one third of Americans say that talking about politics on Thanksgiving is not allowed. So that means the other two thirds of Americans they'll be ready to go tomorrow. Plus, the way I look at it is, why talk about politics? That there are so many other things you can fight about,
right?
And this woman or this person, this texter who just texted us saying they're not going to be spending Thanksgiving with their mother because their mother invited their ex over for Thanksgiving.
In my personal experience, most Thanksgiving gathering fights start when somebody asks either, why aren't you married yet, or why don't you have kids yet? And that starts a whole ordeal.
It's just not politics.
Peyton from Luling says, the day after is turkey sandwiches with salt and pepper. After Sunday, all leftovers are fed to the pigs. I don't think Peyton has pigs. Maggie says, my niece is hosting her first Thanksgiving at her house, and it's always a fun time. Good fun, good food. Fausto says, I eat refrigerated leftovers up to a week.
Wow, up to a week. So you're listening to what the United States Department of Agriculture is saying, and you're saying, I don't care what you say. Because they say Monday should be the last day that you can safely eat Thanksgiving leftovers.
Do you know how much food that I've eaten after the package expiration date? A lot. This text says, people physically abuse Thanksgiving every year by going from Halloween straight to Christmas decorations. Raphael says, when I turned 40, I realized I've eaten enough Thanksgiving turkey. I'm 48 now, and this is the 8th year in a row I'm having Thanksgiving Day prime rib. He's changing the tradition. Screw the turkey. Give me that beef. That's good.
And doing something different on Thanksgiving.
This text says, my Thanksgiving will be spent in the hospital again because I'm a nurse, and we don't get to spend time with our families. Man, at least you're doing something good.
You know, I saw the average American, how many calories do you think the average American consumes on Thanksgiving Day?
I want to go 2,160.
The study I read, it said between morning, noon, and night, leftovers and such, the average American consumes 4,000 500 calories on Thanksgiving Day.
I wasn't considering the whole day. I was just thinking about the actual Thanksgiving feast itself. So, yeah, that makes sense. Smokey says, Turkey Day is for jive-ass turkeys.
Not so jive anymore, some of those turkeys.
Papa Lock PJ says, I have to work tomorrow till 11, then having family over at my house.
So you're working until 11 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning?
No, they didn't say 11 a.m. They just said till 11. I guess 11 a.m.
So that means if it was an 11 a.m., Coleman, he's going to have people over at 11 p.m. on Thanksgiving night?
Speaking of which, Papa Lock PJ, here's a little known fact. I actually called him, I think it was Christmas Eve last year, because one of my friends locked herself in the car. So I reached out to Papa Lock PJ last year for the holidays. Let's see if we could do it again this year, PJ.
Well, thank you for your texts. We always appreciate them. And from everyone here at Bayou 95.7, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy it. From us to you and yours. All right, coming up. Still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. An old actor just died, but as far as I was concerned, he was known for one thing and one thing only. And he's one of those actors that nobody would know his name. Nobody would, you wouldn't. He's just a working actor for a long time. But I know him as one thing, and I think you may too, if you like this television show as much as I did. Hang out for that. We still got things we got to get to here this morning. On the morning before Thanksgiving, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlund. So, as you know, the price of gasoline right now is a lot higher than it was last year. As a matter of fact, the price of gasoline is more than 50% higher than 1 year ago, according to the American Automobile Association. Gasoline prices right now, the average for the whole country is about $3.40 to $3.45 a gallon. But you look at places like California, it's a lot more expensive than that. And yesterday it was announced that the United States is going to release 50 million barrels of oil. And by doing so, I guess we as a country, we have that stashed away someplace.
Like release it into the wild? What do you mean by that, release?
No, those 50 million barrels of oil are make gasoline out of it, and it's going to gas stations all over the country, Coleman. By the way, do you know how many barrels of oil Americans use for gasoline a day?
I do not.
About 18 million. About 18 million barrels of oil a day is what Americans use for gasoline. So our country releasing 50 million barrels of oil to go out to gas stations, you do the math. 3 days, 4 days of that, and our authorities are telling us that pretty soon after this, we will see the price of gasoline go down. Yeah, if we're lucky. So I saw that, and I also saw where the store Dollar Tree is raising prices in all of its stores by the beginning of 2022. And pretty much everything in Dollar Tree is going to cost $1.25.
Cha-ching!
So they have to change their name, right? Now, that there are a few different dollar stores out there. Dollar Tree just happens to be one of them. But they can't continue to call themselves Dollar Tree if pretty much everything in there is $1.25.
Not necessarily true, because Dollar General, everything in there doesn't cost a dollar. There's things $20 at Dollar General, and there's also Family Dollar. There's a lot of stuff in Family Dollar that doesn't cost a dollar. I think the only store that would have had to change the name is the Dollar Store. But the Dollar Tree, that can, you know, that could be dollars growing out of trees. It doesn't necessarily have to be the price of the stuff in the store.
Well, then Dollar Tree, Coleman, is going to have to at least add an asterisk to the end of their name and put that in their logo. Because if everything in there is now $1.25, I don't think, you know, $1.25 tree, it doesn't sound as nice as Dollar Tree. Maybe they could change the name to Got a Quarter.
Got a Quarter. That's pretty good.
Maybe they could. They can't. You think they're just going to keep going on as Dollar Tree, but everything in there is $1.25?
Why not? It's not the Dollar Store. It's the Dollar Tree. So you can get away with that. Did I tell you last year I bought someone a Dollar Tree for Christmas? I didn't tell you that, no?
No.
Yeah, I brought a friend of that because the Dollar Tree is her favorite store. So I said, you know what? For Christmas, I'm going to give her a Dollar Tree. So I took one of those tree air freshener things, a steak with a dollar to it, and said, here you go, a Dollar Tree.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the company Dollar Tree explained in a news release about its third quarter financial earnings that this decision is permanent and is not a reaction to short-term or transitory market conditions.
Sure it isn't. John Luna says, the 99-cent store is more now, too.
Thanks, John. But for decades, the company that owns Dollar Tree has stuck to its everything's a dollar mantra.
Adapt or die.
So
this text says should be named the buck and a quarter.
Yeah, when you've been open for decades under the name Dollar Tree and your price point for everything that you sell is $1, and now that price point is going to be $1.25. That's false advertising.
So is Dollar General false advertising? Or is Dollar Family Dollar is false advertising?
I think Dollar General, I think in that name with the word general, I think that cuts them some slack.
Okay. Well, maybe they should just shorten it to DT, Dollar Tree, like KFC did. Instead of Kentucky Fried Chicken, they just went to KFC. So maybe they should just go, hey, we're the DT.
There are more than 2,000 Dollar Tree stores. And pretty much everything in there now is going to be $1.25. It's wild how something can be the same way for decades, and then suddenly you wake up and you read, well, that's changing. We're Dollar Tree, it's our point price is now not going to be a dollar anymore. It's going to be $1.25.
As far as business is concerned, that's normal. Didn't Facebook just change the name to Meta? And there's this new company just came out called Odyssey. They just changed the name after decades of having another name. So it happens.
Well, they say there's going to be a section of the store that will say and call itself Dollar Tree Plus.
25. That's good. Dollar Tree Plus. Like Disney Plus. Amazon Prime. Dollar Tree Plus.
And the company that owns Dollar Tree must own other dollar stores with different dollar names in it as well. Because, like I said, there's 2,000 Dollar Tree stores, more than 2,000 Dollar Tree stores. But the company that owns Dollar Tree says they have nearly 8,000 locations.
I might start a $2 Tree store. And the only way you can leave is if you pay with $2 bills. So every product in there, you have to pay with $2 bills, no matter how much it is. If it's $20, you have to pay with 10 $2 bills.
Weren't you collecting $2 bills still for a little while?
Still am. It's harder to find now, but yeah, I still collect $2 bills.
Yeah, the $2 bill never took off the way they thought it was going to take off in this country.
Still, some people don't even believe $2 bills exist. They, you know, somebody tried to pay at Chick-fil-A with a $2 bill. They thought it was fake money, called the police and everything, saying it was counterfeit money.
Hmm. All right, so... I just said this Dollar Tree now all of a sudden being $1.25 for everything in there, it's got me a bit perplexed. Coming up, I still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. And an old actor just died, and I only knew him from one thing. And he's not an actor that most people would know who he is, although he's been in so many television shows, but that's an average actor. That's the acting life. Most actors, people don't know who they are. They pop up in a lot of different things, but we don't know their names. But this guy who just died, I think if you love this television show as much as I do or did, you'll know him by one funny name. We'll tell you about him coming up next as well. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So yesterday it was announced that an old veteran actor died at the age of 91. See who died? And it had a list of all of these TV shows that he popped up in. And I didn't know the guy's name. But then I saw there was one television show he was on for one episode. And boy, oh boy, did I remember him. Because I remembered the show. If you were a fan of the show Seinfeld, do you remember the episode where Kramer saw the license plate and the license plate said, "Ass Man"? One word. And Kramer wanted that. He wanted to be Ass Man. But in that episode of Seinfeld, Ass Man was actually a doctor, an older guy, a doctor, and that was his license plate. Well, the actor who played that old doctor is the guy who just died at 91 years old. His name is Lou Cattell. And he's literally in a ton of television shows. He was also in Grey's Anatomy, but he was in The Love Boat and Fantasy Island, and I mean, this guy has been on television shows for decades, for 50, 60 years, and, you know, that's how most actors are. I mean, you think of an actor... You think of people who you know their name, you know, Mark Wahlberg or Leonardo DiCaprio or Brad Pitt. But that's not how it is for most actors. Most actors who even get on television shows, no one's going to remember their name. No one's going to know who they are. They're working actors. And that's how the majority of them are.
And most people remember them by saying, hey, that's that guy from the other thing that guy was on with that thing.
Yeah. Or like in this case, Coleman, I saw this story go around a couple of times. And then when it said he was on Seinfeld, I wanted to see who he was. Turns out he was in one episode and it was the Ass Man license plate episode. So he was Ass Man. So Ass Man is no longer with us.
Sorry to hear that.
Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning, and this is a doozy. Walmart was selling a toy, but once people heard what was going on with this toy, they just had to pull it. We'll tell you what it is and why next on the dumbest thing I read all morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlund. It's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Walmart pulls children's toy that swears and sings in Polish about doing cocaine. And Walmart,
cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Walmart pulled that children's toy off of its website. It's because a Canadian grandmother, a grandmother up there in Ontario, Canada, she bought an educational toy for her 15-month-old granddaughter, and she was shocked when the dancing cactus started swearing and singing about doing cocaine.
Okay.
The grandmother said, this toy uses swear words and talks about cocaine use.
Is that not educational?
Well, she said, this is not what I ordered for my granddaughter. That's what the grandmother said. I guess she thought the cactus did other things. But she didn't expect that the cactus swore and sang about cocaine.
I wonder if she got confused, because not just because it's a toy doesn't mean it's necessarily for kids. Because I know there used to be novelty toys like you get from Spencer's, and it would be toys that did things like that, but they were for adults. So it makes me wonder, like, when she ordered it, did she go to the kids section, or did she just see something that she thought looked cool and decided to get it and didn't know it was probably an adult novelty toy?
She bought it, she ordered it, Coleman, on Walmart's website as an educational toy, and it cost about $26.
Wow, that's expensive.
It's a cactus. And it sings songs in English, Spanish, and Polish. Now, this grandmother, who is Polish, said when she listened to the Polish lyrics, the cactus was singing about doing cocaine, drug abuse, suicide, depression, and the cactus used profanities. The cactus swears.
I wonder what Polish song that was. It sounds interesting. It sounds like Polish rock. So when you think Poland, you don't really think cocaine, do you?
Nah. She said, it just so happens that I am Polish, and when I started to listen to the songs and I heard the words, I was in shock. I thought, what is this, some kind of joke?
Probably, yes.
The song is by a Polish rapper named Sipis. And even that Polish rapper was unaware that his song was used by the Chinese manufacturer of this particular children's toy.
I see what happened here. If it was manufactured by the Chinese, maybe it got lost in translation. They just heard a Polish song and said, screw it, throw that in there, not really knowing what the Polish song was actually about.
Well, now, I mean, and I haven't heard too many Polish rappers either.
I didn't even know Polish rappers existed.
But now this Polish rapper is thinking that he's owed something because his music is being used in this this toy cactus that swears and sings about doing cocaine and other drugs.
Well, good luck getting royalties from China. I find it ironic that China made a toy, but it didn't have a song in Chinese language. And I had Polish and Spanish and English, but no Chinese.
The grandmother said the song that's being sung in Polish is about taking 5 grams of cocaine and being alone. It's a very depressing song.
That sounds like something a rapper with Poland would rap about.
How about that? Well, the good that's going to come out of this is the Polish rapper is going to take legal action. So you wished him luck. You know, when it comes to toys made in China, yeah. trying to get royalties or sue them, or whatever the case may be, this Polish rapper is going to try to do just that.
It's not going to work. You know how much a copyright infringement China commits each day? Have you ever seen any Chinese movies or products? They just take it, rip it right off America.
Yeah, and they get away with it because they mass produce it and different countries make money.
I wonder how many kids bought this toy not even knowing about the Polish. If it wasn't for this Polish grandmother from Canada, which is also ironic. There's a lot of mixtures going around here, from a toy from China with Polish rappers bought by a Canadian grandmother who speaks Polish. There's a lot of stuff going on. This is really educational when you think about it.
Well, we always try to learn something on the show.
I learned something today.
So Walmart pulling that children's toy off of its website, that toy cactus that swears and sings in Polish about doing cocaine. It's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
Think about that. That's just dumb.
Here on Bayou 95.7 New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7 New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlund. So, as you know, the price of gasoline right now is a lot higher than it was last year. As a matter of fact, the price of gasoline is more than 50% higher than 1 year ago, according to the American Automobile Association. Gasoline prices right now, the average for the whole country is about $3.40 to $3.45 a gallon. But you look at places like California, it's a lot more expensive than that. And yesterday it was announced that the United States is going to release 50 million barrels of oil. And by doing so, I guess we as a country, we have that stashed away someplace.
Like release it into the wild? What do you mean by that, release?
No, those 50 million barrels of oil are make gasoline out of it, and it's going to gas stations all over the country, Coleman. By the way, do you know how many barrels of oil Americans use for gasoline a day?
I do not.
About 18 million about 18 million barrels of oil a day is what Americans use for gasoline. So our country releasing 50 million barrels of oil to go out to gas stations, you do the math. 3 days, 4 days of that, and our authorities are telling us that pretty soon after this, we will see the price of gasoline go down. Yeah, if we're lucky. So I saw that, and I also saw where the store Dollar Tree is raising prices in all of its stores by the beginning of 2022. And pretty much everything in Dollar Tree is going to cost $1.25.
Cha-ching!
So they have to change their name, right? Now, that there are a few different dollar stores out there. Dollar Tree just happens to be one of them. But they can't continue to call themselves Dollar Tree if pretty much everything in there is $1.25.
Not necessarily true, because Dollar General, everything in there doesn't cost a dollar. There's things $20 at Dollar General, and there's also Family Dollar. There's a lot of stuff in Family Dollar that doesn't cost a dollar. I think the only store that would have had to change the name is the Dollar Store. But the Dollar Tree, that can, you know, that could be dollars growing out of trees. It doesn't necessarily have to be the price of the stuff in the store.
Well, then Dollar Tree, Coleman, is going to have to at least add an asterisk to the end of their name and put that in their logo. Because if everything in there is now $1.25, I don't think, you know, $1.25 tree, it doesn't sound as nice as Dollar Tree. Maybe they could change the name to Got a Quarter.
It Got a Quarter. That's pretty good.
Maybe they could. They can't. You think they're just going to keep going on as Dollar Tree, but everything in there is $1.25?
Why not? It's not the Dollar Store. It's the Dollar Tree. So you can get away with that. Did I tell you last year I bought someone a Dollar Tree for Christmas? I didn't tell you that, no?
No.
Yeah, I brought a friend of that because the Dollar Tree is her favorite store. So I said, you know what? For Christmas, I'm going to give her a Dollar Tree. So I took one of those tree air freshener things and stapled a dollar to it and said, here you go, a Dollar Tree.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the company Dollar Tree explained in a news release about its third quarter financial earnings that this decision is permanent and is not a reaction to short-term or transitory market conditions.
Sure it isn't. John Luna says the 99-cent store is more now, too.
Thanks, John. But for decades, the company that owns Dollar Tree has stuck to its everything's a dollar mantra.
Adapt or die.
So.
This text says, should be named the buck and a quarter.
Yeah. When you've been open for decades under the name Dollar Tree and your price point for everything that you sell is $1, and now that price point is going to be $1.25, that's false advertising.
So is Dollar General false advertising? Or is Dollar?
I think
Family Dollar is false advertisement.
I think Dollar General. I think in that name with the word general, I think that cuts them some slack.
Okay. Well, maybe they should just shorten it to DT, Dollar Tree, like KFC did. Instead of Kentucky Fried Chicken, they just went to KFC. So maybe they should just go, hey, we're the DT.
There are more than 2,000 Dollar Tree stores. And pretty much everything in there now is going to be $1.25. It's wild how something can be the same way for decades. And then suddenly you wake up and you read, well, that's changing. Dollar Tree, it's our point price is now not going to be a dollar anymore. It's going to be $1.25.
As far as business is concerned, that's normal. Didn't Facebook just change the name to Meta? And there's this new company just came out called Odyssey. They just changed the name after decades of having another name. So it happens.
Well, they say there's going to be a section of the store that will say and call itself Dollar Tree Plus.
25. That's good. Dollar Tree Plus. Like Disney Plus. Amazon Prime. Dollar Tree Plus.
And the company that owns Dollar Tree must own other dollar stores with different dollar names in it as well. Because like I said, there's 2,000 Dollar Tree stores, more than 2,000 Dollar Tree stores. But the company that owns Dollar Tree says they have nearly 8,000 locations.
I might start a $2 Tree store. And the only way you can leave is if you pay with $2 bills. So every product in there, you have to pay with $2 bills, no matter how much it is. If it's $20, you have to pay with 10 $2 bills.
Weren't you collecting $2 bills still for a little while?
Still am. It's harder to find now, but yeah, I still collect $2 bills.
Yeah, the $2 bill never took off the way they thought it was going to take off in this country.
Still, some people don't even believe $2 bills exist. They, you know, somebody tried to pay Chick-fil-A with a $2 bill. They thought it was fake money. Called the police and everything. Saying it was counterfeit money.
Hmm. All right, so this Dollar Tree now all of a sudden being $1.25 for everything in there, it's got me a bit perplexed. Coming up, I still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. And an old actor just died, and I only knew him from one thing. And he's not an actor that most people would know who he is, although he's been in so many television shows, but that's an average actor. That's the acting life. Most actors, people don't know who they are. They pop up in a lot of different things, but we don't know their names. But this guy who just died, I think if you love this television show as much as I do or did, you'll know him by one funny name. We'll tell you about him coming up next as well. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So yesterday it was announced that an old veteran actor died at the age of 91. See who died? And it had a list of all of these TV shows that he popped up in. And I didn't know the guy's name. But then I saw there was one television show he was on for one episode. And boy, oh boy, did I remember him. Because I remembered the show. If you were a fan of the show Seinfeld, do you remember the episode where Kramer saw the license plate and the license plate said, "Ass Man"? One word. And Kramer wanted that. He wanted to be Ass Man. But in that episode of Seinfeld, Ass-Man was actually a doctor. An older guy, a doctor, and that was his license plate. Well, the actor who played that old doctor is the guy who just died at 91 years old. His name is Lou Cattell. And he's literally in a ton of television shows. He was also in Grey's Anatomy. But I mean, he was in The Love Boat and Fantasy Island. And I mean, this guy has been on television shows for decades, for 50, 60 years. And, you know, that's how most actors are. I mean, you think of an actor, you think of people who you know their name. You know, Mark Wahlberg or Leonardo DiCaprio or Brad Pitt. But that's not how it is for most actors. Most actors who even get on television shows, no one's going to remember their name. No one's going to know who they are. They're working actors. And that's how the majority of them are.
And most people remember him by saying, hey, that's that guy from the other thing that guy was on with that thing.
Yeah. Or like in this case, Coleman, I saw this story go around a couple of times. And then when it said he was on Seinfeld, I wanted to see who he was. Turns out he was in one episode and it was the Ass Man license plate episode. So he was Ass Man. So Ass Man is no longer with us.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning, and this is a doozy. Walmart was selling a toy, but once people heard what was going on with this toy, they just had to pull it. We'll tell you what it is and why next on The Dumbest Thing I Read All Morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlund. It's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Walmart pulls children's toy that swears and sings in Polish about doing cocaine. And Walmart,
cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Walmart pulled that children's toy off of its website. It's because a Canadian grandmother, a grandmother up there in Ontario, Canada, she bought an educational toy for her 15-month-old granddaughter, and she was shocked when the dancing cactus started swearing and singing about doing cocaine.
Okay.
The grandmother said, this toy uses swear words and talks about cocaine use.
Is that not educational?
Well, she said, this is not what I ordered for my granddaughter. That's what the grandmother said. I guess she thought the cactus did other things, but she didn't expect that the cactus swore and sang about cocaine.
I wonder if she got confused, because not just because it's a toy doesn't mean it's necessarily for kids. Because I know there used to be novelty toys like you get from Spencer's, and it would be toys that did things like that, but they were for adults. So it makes me wonder, like, when she ordered it, did she go to the kids section, or did she just see something that she thought looked cool and decided to get it and didn't know it was probably an adult novelty toy?
She bought it. She ordered it, Coleman, on Walmart's website as an educational toy. And it cost about $26.
Wow, that's expensive.
It's a cactus. And it sings songs in English, Spanish, and Polish. Now, this grandmother, who is Polish, said when she listened to the Polish lyrics, the cactus was singing about doing cocaine, drug abuse, suicide, depression, and the cactus used profanities. The cactus swears.
I wonder what Polish song that was. It sounds interesting. It sounds like Polish rock. So when you think Poland, you don't really think cocaine, do you?
Nah. She said, it just so happens that I am Polish, and when I started to listen to the songs and I heard the words, I was in shock. I thought, what is this, some kind of joke?
Probably is.
The song is by a Polish rapper named Sypus. And even that Polish rapper was unaware that his song was used by the Chinese manufacturer of this particular children's toy.
I see what happened here. If it was manufactured by the Chinese, maybe it got lost in translation. They just heard a Polish song and said, screw it, throw that in there, not really knowing what the Polish song was actually about.
Well, no, I mean, and I haven't heard too many Polish rappers either.
I didn't even know Polish rappers existed.
But now this Polish rapper is thinking that he's owed something because his music is being used in this this toy cactus that swears and sings about doing cocaine and other drugs.
Well, good luck getting royalties from China. I find it ironic that China made a toy, but it didn't have a song in Chinese language. And it had Polish and Spanish and English, but no Chinese.
The grandmother said the song that's being sung in Polish is about taking 5 grams of cocaine and being alone. It's a very depressing song.
That sounds like something a rapper with Poland would rap about.
How about that? Well, the good that's going to come out of this is the Polish rapper is going to take legal action. So you wished him luck. You know, when it comes to toys made in China, yeah. trying to get royalties or sue them, or whatever the case may be, this Polish rapper is going to try to do just that.
It's not going to work. You know how much a copyright infringement China commits each day? Have you ever seen any Chinese movies or products? They just take it, rip it right off America.
Yeah, and they get away with it because they mass produce it and different countries make money.
I wonder how many kids bought this toy not even knowing about the Polish. If it wasn't for this Polish grandmother from Canada, which is also ironic. There's a lot of mixtures going around here, from a toy from China with Polish rappers bought by a Canadian grandmother who speaks Polish. There's a lot of stuff going on. This is really educational when you think about it.
Well, we always try to learn something on the show.
I learned something today.
So Walmart pulling that children's toy off of its website, that toy cactus that swears and sings in Polish about doing cocaine. It's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
Think about that. That's just dumb.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.